Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle.
Receiving your word on tonight. And Lord, we want you to know we love you.
and we appreciate you for everything that you have done in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. He is truly worthy. Hallelujah to be praised. He is truly worthy. Hallelujah to be magnified. Hallelujah on today. We thank God. Hallelujah for all of you that have called in and tuned in. If you're just not tuned in, amen, I say on Blog Talk Radio, this is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah, the revival that just won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and going. Hallelujah, and every day we are getting revived. Hallelujah, every day we are getting refreshed. Every day we are getting filled with the word of God. And we thank you for tuning in with us, hallelujah. And I guarantee if you tune in with us one night, you're going to end up tuning in with us every night, hallelujah. You're going to miss some of them TV shows to get this word, hallelujah, on today. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for you. If you're out there on Blog Talk and you got a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, we want you to go ahead and hit that number on your screen. Hallelujah. Call in and be a part of the service on tonight. Praise God. We're getting ready to go to the throne. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to be coming from Psalms 100, a familiar passage. We come from it a lot. Hallelujah, amen. Coming out of our old King James tonight, and it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Praise God. We're just going to look at verse 1 tonight, and it just simply says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. You want to know how, amen, to stir up the presence of God. See, first of all, we got to realize we're not trying to come into the presence of God anymore because the presence of God is in us. Hallelujah. If you say you saved, you sanctified, and you see it, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is with you at all times. The presence of God is with you at all times, glory to God. First of all, you got to realize that. You got to know that. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to get into your presence, God. I'm already in your presence. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You already with me. You said you'd never leave me or forsake me, not even for a second. Hallelujah. You sleep nor slumber. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't got to worry about you taking a nap on me. I ain't got to worry about you sleeping on me. You always with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm not trying to come into his presence. I'm just trying to stir it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to stir up the presence of God. Hallelujah. Especially when we come together and congregate, because the word of God says when two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst. Meaning he is now in the middle of what we are doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we want to stir that up like we do every night here. Hallelujah. We stir up the presence of God. And how do we stir it up? We stir it up by making a joyful noise. Hallelujah unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise God. We magnify God. We lift God up. Hallelujah. Even though we going through. See, let me explain something. You ain't got to be, amen, in good standing with your bank account, in good standing with your health. Praise God, in good standing with your friendships and relationships to praise God. Glory to God. See, that's the problem. A lot of us are trying to wait until everything is good to praise God. Hallelujah. But God say, if you can praise me in the midst of your problems, hallelujah, in the midst of your circumstance. And that's what we're learning to do. We're learning to praise God anyhow. Hallelujah, praise God. And when we begin to praise God anyhow, he begins to work that thing out, glory to God. We begin to see the manifestation of God in our lives. Praise God. We see people getting worked out. Hallelujah. We see them getting delivered. We see people getting healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We see the people bank accounts coming together. Praise God. People finances getting right. Hallelujah. Why? Because they praise God when it went right. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then, hallelujah, after the comment, it says, all ye lame. So in order for me to stir up the presence of God, I got to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And it don't matter where I'm from. Hallelujah. It don't matter if I'm from the wrong side of the tracks. Hallelujah. It don't matter if I was a blood or a crip. Glory to God. Black, white, Mexican. Hallelujah. Ace. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying, what the scripture is saying. He's saying, I'm telling everybody, you need to make a joyful noise, hallelujah, unto the Lord, all ye lands. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I want everybody to praise him. The Bible says if you don't praise him, I'll make the rocks cry out. Hallelujah, glory to God. And that's why we sing the song. We don't want no rap. Hallelujah, crying out in our place. That's why we give God the glory. That's why we give God the praise. That's why we magnify his name. Hallelujah, because he's worthy. Hallelujah, because we know if he blessed us to make it this far. Hallelujah. He said, I ain't bring you this far just to bring you this far. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. I didn't bring you this far just to bring you this far. God said, I'd like to complete things. Hallelujah. I didn't rest after the seventh day. Hallelujah. When I was finished. Hallelujah. When I said it was good, then I rested. Hallelujah. And ever since you ate that apple, I've been working. Hallelujah, because it ain't done yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've been working out things in your life. Hallelujah. Working out things in your kids' life. Working out things in your spouse's life. In your mama's life. Hallelujah. I've been working, and I ain't going to stop working. Hallelujah, till it's finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before the foundations of the world, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we praise God and we magnify him and we lift his name up. Hallelujah. Amen. Because that's our receipt. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the way we show God that we already know that you worked this thing out for me. We already know you have made my crooked path straight. We already know that you are ordering our steps. So we praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name. Praise is very important. A lot of people getting away from the praise. Hallelujah. We don't understand. We need every component of this pot. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need the praise factor. We need the teaching factor. We need the giving factor. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need the whole thing. Hallelujah. And God is saying amen. It's good to sit there and learn. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's good to sing the song. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to praise me. Hallelujah. But I want all that. I want it all. Hallelujah. I don't want just a slice of the pie. I want you to give me everything. Glory to God. I want you to praise me. I want you to learn from me. I want you to work from me. I want everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you give me it all, I'm going to give you it all. When David gave me everything, I gave him everything. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. When David gave me everything, the Lord says, I gave him everything. Wow, what you holding on to? The Lord says, hallelujah. Praise God. That's keeping him from, that's got him holding on. That's keeping him from releasing. Because you won't release, he can't release. Glory to God. I'm finna open up the line, but the Lord say, release this into somebody's spirit. Because you can't release. I can't release. Once you release, glory to God, once you cast all your cares on me, hallelujah, because I care for you, praise God, then I will release that blessing that you've been waiting on in your life. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. We getting ready to open up the phone lines. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If you have a testimony or prayer request at this time, hallelujah, now would be the time. Amen. Praise God. The phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight?
Yes, praise the Lord, church family. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Bless God. Bless God.
I want to thank the Lord for as many blessings he saw upon me each and every day. I want to thank the Lord for keeping me, waking me up to see a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord not just for keeping me throughout the night, for keeping me through my whole life. I just want to honor and glorify the Lord and thank him for who he is and praise him for who he is. I want to thank him for his many blessings that he stored upon me and my household. I want to thank him for the prayer line. I want to thank him for my family in Christ, everyone on the prayer line. I want to thank the Lord for watching and protecting my household, my family and friends, my church family, family, friends, and loved ones. I just want to thank the Lord for who he is. I want to thank the Lord for the many, many, many miracles and many, many blessings he stored upon us. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line and for Pastor Corey, Brother Dave, and everyone that attends the line on a daily basis on the weekend. I want to thank them also for their prayers and their encouragement. And I've been having a crazy, crazy rough day today, but I said I'm coming on the Lord anyway. I don't know. I lost my reading glasses, so therefore I'm running around here blind because I can't see. I've been backtracking all day, and I just haven't found them. So I said, you know what? Satan or whoever you are, you could have them. I'm going on the line anyway. Can't see, but I could hear. So I want to thank the Lord for working them up, you know, working that out, that situation for me. And I just want to thank everyone and thank him for who he is.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
I want to thank God
for the Pastor of Glory, Brother Andre. I love that song, Go Get Your Blessings, because the Lord has blessed us to see another day and another journey. Thank God for my journey. Thank God for my niece, my nephew, my aunties, my uncles, my cousins, my family members, my loved ones. Even though some of my loved ones gone, I still love them. They're in my heart. They will always be there. Brian, my cousin, Sean, Rondell, Tiffany, Keenan, my Uncle Odell, my Uncle Jack, his son Jacob, my cousin Angie, my cousin, all of my cousins that's around the world today. I just want to say, go get your blessing. I love you.
Amen. Anyone else on tonight?
I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, starting me off on a new day. I want to thank the Lord for all my family and friends on the prayer line and all my sisters and my sons, my aunt and cousins, nieces, nephews, everywhere. I just want to ask the Lord to please go in the hospital and touch the sick. Please, Father, touch all those in the nursing home and jail and prisons. Please, Father God, bless Linda and Giovanni and Sister Virgin, Sister Kathleen, Sister Rosie. Please, Father God, touch all the prayer warriors. Please guide our footsteps, Lord. Keep us safe. Please Bless my friend Willie ever. Please, Lord, help him wherever he is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I got I want to hear, after the service, I want to hear all times God gives you years.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, I want to say something. I would like to pray for Brian's lady friend, the young lady that was on the line a day or so ago. The lady said she didn't have no place to go. She didn't have no place to live. I've been praying for her ever since I heard her testimony. And I've been praying that the Lord would open the door for her to put her somewhere for she could be safe. And I need everyone to help me lift this young lady up in prayer, because I've been homeless before, and I know the feeling, and it's not a pleasant feeling. It appears to be harder on females because, you know, some men like to take advantage of single women with no places to stay. So I'm just trusting and praying that the Lord would help this young lady to get a place to stay as soon as possible. And whoever she is, I hope she come back on the line and participate with us and give her life to the Lord. At least try it. I tell everybody, you done tried everything else, and it didn't work. Try Jesus.
Amen.
You never know until you try. So with that being said, let's lift this young lady up in prayer that she find a place to stay. Not only her, that all the homeless people find some place to some type of shelter before winter hits, because it's going to be a cold, brutal year. But even if it wasn't winter, everybody deserves a place to stay. So let's lift her up in prayer. Amen.
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 Amen, Sister Linda. And I believe that was Sister Martha. Praise God. Hallelujah. And she is on our prayer list. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll keep Sister Martha lifted up. Amen. For housing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We touch and agree with that on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. God, we know God's going to make a way. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For her. Amen. That's why
Amen.
Jesus called us Samaritan woman. Amen. That's why Jesus told the Samaritan woman, praise God, the woman at the well. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Samaritan woman, he told her, amen, we as Jews talk about what we know. See, we know God don't deliver. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we just need to encourage her. Praise God. Like you say, we hope she calls back into the line so she can know. Hallelujah. Even though she's not on the line right now, we still praying for her. Hallelujah. We still lifting her up in prayer. I believe I done had her name on the list for a minute, but I didn't know that's what it was for until the other night. Hallelujah. I think Brother Brian called out her name a while back. Praise God, and I wrote it down. So we're going to keep her lifted up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Let me just read off our prayer list real quick. The Delaney family. Amen. Carl Delaney, Elena Brooks. Hallelujah. Evangelist Virgin, Mother Alberta, and her children, Michael and Jessica, Evangelist Jackie, Brother Bobby, Sister Linda and Giovanni, Sister Yolanda, Mother Kathleen, Brother Brian, Evangelist Keisha, Evangelist Crystal, Mr. Tucker, Devontae Smith, Evangelist Michelle, Calvin Brothers, Beverly Tate, Sister Martha, and Brother Darry. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Also, we want to lift up my family as well as the Apostles' family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests before we go to the throne of grace on tonight?
Yes, I want to give a testimony. My name is Regina Galloway. And I truly want to thank God for what he's doing, what he's about to do. I thank God for my sisters and brothers in Christ. I thank God for my family. I just thank God for just giving me another chance to the tree of life. Because without him, I am nothing. But through him, I am somebody. And
yes.
I truly thank the Lord for just keeping me and guiding me. And I just thank the Lord for the word. Because whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. And I thank him for that I can speak into mountains. And I thank him for giving me the power. Whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And I just thank the Lord for that. And I just thank the Lord that that y'all continue on, as I pray for y'all continue on praying for me and my family, Regina Galloway and Maurice Galbraith. Continue on praying for our family. And I thank the Lord for you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We're adding your name to the list. Praise God. Regina Galloway and Maurice Galloway. Praise the Lord. We thank God for y'all on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Amen. And I truly believe we are going to be blessed with a dynamic word from the Lord as we always are. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. I'm going to introduce the man of God, and then we're going to hear a selection. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together tonight in your name. Thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of this on tonight. We ask, Lord, that your spirit just move. That your spirit move in a mighty way. That you show up in each one of our households, Lord. Hallelujah. That the anointing just begins to flow. Hallelujah, Lord, on tonight. And we thank you for your revelation knowledge on tonight that you are about to give. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance that you are about to give. We thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs tonight that you are about to give. Hallelujah. I see it in my spot. We thank you, Lord, for his glory to God on tonight. Lord, we praise you. You said, Lord, if we would lift you up, that you would lift us up, that you would draw us. Hallelujah. So we lift your name up on tonight. You are truly worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. You're worthy. Hallelujah. To be magnified. You're worthy. Glory to God. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for touching each and every one of us in our own individual way. Thank you, Lord, for knowing each and every one of our individual needs. Thank you, Lord, for meeting those needs all tonight, Lord. Thank you for sustaining us in the hard times. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you in Jesus' name. Touch the man of God. Hallelujah. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet on tonight. Hallelujah. Let the anointing flow through you. Hallelujah, as it always does. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for all of y'all that's called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. If you're just not tuning in, this is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. This is the revival that won't quit. This is a revival that keeps going and going and going. We ain't going to stop till the wheels fall off this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the tithes are full. Praise God. Amen. We just thank God. Hallelujah. For everything we've been doing since May 11th. We've been going with this thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So anytime, amen, praise God. I'm about to get some cards printed up. Hallelujah. Monday through Friday at the same time, you can call into this prayer line. You can get some prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. You can get a word. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we guarantee that's going to be the slogan. We guarantee you're going to call back with a testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God. Getting ready to come forth and break the bread of life. Hallelujah on today. It's none other than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. As he would say, a brother, hallelujah, from another mother. Glory to God. He is the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out there, hallelujah, in Long Beach, California. You know the West Coast. Stay in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he's getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word I'm talking about. Hallelujah. None other than your friend and mine, the Holy Apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord. Immediately following this election, you will be in the hands of the man of God. Glory to God on tonight.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me. Lord, deliver me. Cause all
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody bless him right now. Hallelujah. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Thank him right now. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise right now. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. How many of you know that God is an awesome God? How many of you know that God is a good God?
Amen.
How many of you will testify to the goodness of God? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To the mercy
glory,
of God.
Glory,
somebody
glory.
Give your God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Come on here, somebody. Say so.
Hallelujah.
How many know we got to say so in this hour? Amen. We know God is good.
Amen.
We got to open up our mouth and say so. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. We thank God on tonight. We thank God for how he's moving on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
He's delivering us from ourselves. Amen. He's delivering us from ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got to put ourselves, amen, under subjection. Amen. We got to make the flesh, put the flesh in the position that he's supposed to be in, which is what? A servant. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our flesh wasn't made to rule. Our flesh was made to serve. And the more we give God the glory,
Amen.
The more we put that flesh in his place. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
The son said, deliver me. Hallelujah. Deliver me, Lord, from myself. Deliver me from my thoughts. Deliver me from my wrong thinking. Deliver me, when I'm trying to outthink you, God. Hallelujah. Help me, God,
Hallelujah.
To trust you. Help me to rest in you. Help me, Lord, to recognize that you are the
Help
one
me.
That got all the help. Hallelujah. I need
Help
you,
me, Lord.
Hallelujah. I need you more than you need me. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. We give God honor and praise tonight. Amen. Amen. Giving honor and praise to the anointed God.
Hallelujah.
Head of my life tonight. Thanking God for who he is. The awesomeness of God tonight. Amen. There's some background noise that you could contain that. Amen. It would be deeply appreciated. On tonight. Amen. Can everybody hear me okay tonight?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight to my dear brother in the anointing. Amen. That God has put us together. Amen. I thank God for him. Praise God for him tonight. Amen. Somebody give God praise for Elder Andre tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
To all my dear saints, amen, just under the sign of my voice, I send love, peace, and blessings to you. And that the hand of the Lord will continue to bless you, to lead you, and guide you. Amen. We're going to go into the second part of the Battle of the Sexes. Be praying for me. The enemy really don't want me to deliver what God wants me to deliver tonight. But we're going to do it by the grace of God. Amen. We're going to do this, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I mean, you know when the enemy fights you the most, it's when you need to go whole hog or nothing at all. I mean, you know, that's the time you really need to put your foot on the gas and go for it. Because, you know,
Amen.
He don't fight something unless it is a threat to him and his kingdom. Amen. And so tonight we're going to see if we can go more in depth about that.
Amen.
So yesterday we established something yesterday, and I want to go back to that part to make sure we all got to understand it. Because how many know that, that love comes through understanding? Come on here, somebody. Once you got an understanding, then you can operate in it. Amen. And real love comes through understanding. But once we understand each other, then there's nothing that can separate us. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that the whole enemy's job is to separate us? He don't want us to be united. Amen. So I'm saying tonight that I really want God to bless us and really keep us united tonight. Amen. Let's start back in 1 Corinthians 11. Beginning with verse 8. Because I want to establish it. Make sure we get that foundation right again for us. It's been a minute since I've had the adversary to fight that hard against the word, you know. So since he's fighting this hard, then let's go ahead and get all into it to make sure we get the richness of it.
Amen.
Amen. How many know that the devil don't fight for nothing?
Amen.
Anytime he fights something, that means that it has enough power to do him harm. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so, 1 Corinthians 11. Verses 8 and 9. No. And this actually has to do with head covering. So the head covering has to do with the order. Somebody say order.
Order.
How many of you know God don't move unless things are in order? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And no matter how things get in the natural, as long as we hold our position in the spirit and don't get out of order, how many of you know God can set things back in order? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, he can. Hallelujah. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Hallelujah.
What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying, don't worry about if things get crazy. You hold your place in God. Come on here, somebody. You hold your place in where God has put you and watch God move on your behalf. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything getting crazy is the enemy's way of trying to distract us and make us what? Get crazy. Come on here, somebody. But how many know just cause things get crazy, that don't mean we get crazy with the things. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You don't let nothing or no one take you out of the place that God had you in. Oh, I feel a praise right there. I feel a praise offering right there. God is saying as long as you hold your position, God says, I can work on your behalf, but don't you get crazy like the things that's getting crazy around you. Why? Because when you do that, then you get out of place. And God is saying, when you get out of place, I can't move for you like I want to. Come on here, somebody. Because the enemy is distracted because he don't want us to keep our place in God. I will place in God, guarantee that God gonna fix it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. As long as we keep our place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 And so the enemy has sent destruction, and he has sent all kind of wiles and schemes in making things go the opposite of how God wants them to, so that we can get thrown off track by that and not keeping our eyes on the fact that God is still in charge. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 and 9, we look at right where we left off yesterday. Is everybody there? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Everybody wants to get there. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is awesome. Everybody ready? And what does the Lord read? For man did not come from woman, but woman from man. And so a lot of us as men have forgot where we come from. Because we chasing after everything but where we come from, which is the Creator. Come on here, somebody. God created man in his image after his likeness. Come on here, somebody. And the reason why a lot of us ain't looking like God is we ain't chasing after God. Whatever you obey, whatever you serve, that's who you're going to look like. Whoever you serve is who you're going to look like. And so God is calling us men to get into prayer, to get in his face and seek his face like never before. So we can begin to get our God image back. So we can begin to rule like God intended for us to rule. How many of you know, brother, that we can't rule until we get our God image back? I don't know if anybody can hear me tonight.
Amen.
Yeah, they got quiet on the set, and we ain't even got started yet, really. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But I'm going to speak the truth tonight. Amen. Because the
Amen.
Truth needs to be spoken. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is calling for his sons to get our sonship back, you know. So we got to get intact,
Amen.
Brother. We got to get all the way into God, brother. I know some of you say, well, you know, man, I like football. I like these sports.
Hallelujah.
I like all these other things, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind giving God some of my attention, but, brother, man, you trying to tell me what good is it going to do for you to get into God? You know what I'm saying? I got all these other things I got to contend with, you know. I'm already facing some stuff, and, you know, I need a job. I need a better job,
man.
Brother. I need this, that, and the other, brother. Brothers, let me tell you, the only thing we need right now is the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Amen. Speak the kingdom of God.
The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
The only way we're going to get the Holy Spirit is that we got to repent to God, get in the presence of God, and allow him to revive us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Brothers, we need a reviving right now. And God is saying, you need to get in my presence so I can breathe on you. Come on here, somebody. You need to get in my presence so I can give you rest. I need you to get in my presence so I can restore you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I need you to get in my presence so you can see who I really created you to be. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the problem is, brother, we're trying to get into everybody present but his. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so God said, when you get in my presence, that's when you're going to see change. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that the enemy will have us worshiping the thing that God created for us to serve us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Brothers, we shouldn't be giving anything more attention than we give to God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Don't you know God is a jealous God? Come on here, somebody. We wonder why God is moving things that we find important, but God is saying, is that more important than me? You telling me how important that is, and I'm telling you how important it is for you to get in my presence so I can give you the right direction and the right knowledge and wisdom to do what you want to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So it says that in verse 8, for the man did not come from woman, but the woman from man. But woman from man. Come on here, somebody. So God created man for himself. And then we want to put the woman in the place of God. Come on here, somebody. We probably go to our woman more than we go to God in prayer. Come on here, somebody. And she becomes the thinker, and we become the filler. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
You know what God told me in prayer? He said, no woman, the weak-minded man. Come on here, somebody. Because when a man becomes weak-minded, that means he cannot lead his household. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that we can't lead without God? Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. And so it says, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Come on here, somebody. So, you know, we talked about last night how, you know, too many men is caught up in the serving a woman instead of serving God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God is saying, you need to straighten out that agenda. Because in that, you are worshiping the creature more than the creator. Come on here, somebody. That's what happened to Adam. He got caught up. And then when it got time for judgment to be served, he told God, he said, the woman you gave me. But he got out of his setting, the principle got out of place. Come on here, somebody. He didn't put God in his proper place. And then the woman got misplaced. And then the devil got all in the place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he started worshiping the thing that God made to serve him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he allowed a conversation to go on that he should have never allowed to go on. Come on here, somebody. And out of that came what? Disobedience. Come on here, somebody. Out of that came death, because she was able to get him to eat of the fruit that the Lord told him not to eat of. Come here, somebody. That's why it's so important that no matter what happens, brothers, that we keep our position in God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if we keep our position in God, God can turn her around. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He wasn't trusting God enough in this situation. Come on here, somebody. He knew what God said. But he allowed the woman that God gave him that was being controlled by the enemy to get him to break a command that God gave him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of that, everything got what? It got disorder. Come on here, somebody. It got so bad that God kicked them what? Out of the garden. The garden was supposed to represent a reflection of heaven on earth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So they had heaven on earth until they did what? Disobeyed. See? Oh, God, help me all the road. God, she's going to a lot of places. Now, listen. Somebody going to get a beautiful revelation of this here. God never intended for us to work a job. Come on here, somebody. Work came through the disobedience. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
That's why we're not comfortable on the job, because the job make us a slave to man. Come on here, somebody. Somebody goes, oh, you're way off. No, I'm not way off. I'm way off because I know who I'm listening to. God says in the context where we step into obedience, we don't have to work for nothing. Things begin to what? Come to us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I can't get no praise right there. When we obey God, then things come. And then God give us blessings through the avenue that we are working through.
Amen.
Amen. Because God's intention was never for us to be enslaved to anything that is connected to this world system. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God says,
amen.
When we get saved, he tells us to enter into his what? Rest. Come on here, somebody. Rest means I'm no longer what? Working. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And we wonder why we got a job and still ain't got enough. We wonder why we got a job and still barely able to pay our bills. We wonder why we got a job and still ain't able to pay our rent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We saying, Lord help. Lord help. He's saying, but that's not my best for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And now they talking about now you're going to need the vaccine to work a job. Come on here, somebody. If you don't take the vaccine, if you don't let them put their poison inside of you, then you won't be able to have a job. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said, well, that ain't poison. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Glory to God. God don't use vaccines. Show me anywhere in the word where he used a
come
vaccine
on,
to heal anybody. Not yeah. in my mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. And I get like 10 weeks. Don't worry. I'll wait. You go ahead and walk through here. Glory to God. You ain't going to never find. But you will find where he used his word and he healed them. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
He even used the serpent to heal them. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
God used the serpent to heal them. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
And do you know some of them were so stubborn they wouldn't look up at the serpent? Moses said, look up at the serpent. God said, whoever looks up at the serpent will be healed. And do you know many of them died because they was too stiff-necked to look up at the serpent and allow God to heal them? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 And guess what you see in a lot of doctor's offices? Amen. You see that serpent, that same serpent that Moses told them to look up at, glory to God, and live. They got it on a plaque in a lot of the doctor's offices. They got it there, glory to God, hallelujah. Why? Because that's their symbol. Now, I wonder where they got that from. Somebody had to be reading the word. Somebody believing in something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We believe in them, and they believe it in the word. Hallelujah. Ooh, God, help me on the road. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says even the devil believes and he trembles. Come on here, somebody. He believes there's a God because he knows there's a God because God created him, and he was in the presence of God. The only difference with the enemy is that he won't serve God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So that's what separates him from us. It's the fact that he won't serve God. He knows God is God, but yet he won't honor God. But how many know that he got a day coming where he's going to have to bow to the true and only wise living Yahshua? Come on here, somebody. He will have to bow his knee.
Yes, yes. Yes, he is.
I can't hear nobody right now. He will have to bow his knee and confess that
Hallelujah.
He is Lord.
Yes.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
He might not do it now, but he's going to do it. God has a set time for him and his demons to bow. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Now the enemy, because a lot of us is confused about our gender, the men now have become the fillers, the women now have become the thinkers, and now the women have put on the hard hat, and the men have put on the soft hat. Now the enemy has called it a transgender now.
Mm-hmm.
Transgender is when you have both genders in a person. Come on here, somebody. So the transgender is when you got women with men hormones in them. Come on here, somebody. Transgender is when you got men, but they got women hormones in them. So now they transgender now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the enemy has set up an order. Let me help you all with something, beloved. It ain't going to never be normal again. So you can get that out your head. It ain't going to never be normal. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you waiting for things to get back to normal, they ain't going to get normal. Hallelujah. They're going to get more crazier by the hour, more crazier by the minute. More crazy about a second. And God is saying the only thing that's going to hold you together is me and my word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
The only place you're going to find real peace is in the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil get you out the word. Stay in your word. Come on here, somebody. He said heaven and earth will pass away.
Hallelujah.
He said, well, John, you know, my word will fail, so the word ain't gonna fail us. Come on here, somebody. Man gonna fail us, but God ain't gonna fail us. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's go back to Genesis chapter 3, because we was having a ball in there yesterday, glory to God, with the conversation that the enemy had, her and the enemy had. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know that the serpent went always on the ground? Come on, everybody. How many know that he went always slinging on the ground? Once upon a time, he was walking upright. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Why? Because there was no sin. So because there was no sin, Yahshua allowed him to walk upright. Some Some snakes can still stand on their tail. Come on here, somebody. But they can only stand on their tail for a certain amount of time before they have to go back on their belly. Come on here, somebody. Are we in Genesis chapter 3?
Amen.
Now, I want to look at how he deceived her. So, is everybody ready? Genesis chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible says, it says, now the serpent was more craftier than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? So he had a chance to plant a seed of doubt because she didn't hear the word like Adam, because he left the command with Adam, but he gave it to his wife. Come on here, somebody. He gave it to his helpmeet. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So the serpent was trying to appease whether or not God really spoke to Adam about the command. Come on here, somebody. That's why we gotta guard our ear gate. You can't listen to everything. You can't hear everything because you gotta know if your spirit is strong enough to handle the voice of the enemy. Oh, Shabado, Kurabasa, Yega, speak, Lord. Certain things it ain't even good for us to hear because you know the enemy got such a grip on people's tongue, and the tongue of the snake is dangerous. Come on here, somebody. Did you think you can handle the tongue until you hear it? Come on here, somebody. But then when you hear it, it's so deceiving that it'll be able to get in, and before you know it, you done got caught in the web of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. That's why we got to be careful. There's a lot of voices out here, and they'll tell you what you want to hear. Come on here, somebody. For everything that you want to hear, there's a voice for it. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to really guard our ear gate in this hour, because if we allow anything to get in our ear gate, then we're wondering why our spirit is different. Come on here, somebody. It's different because you allow something different to get in. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Help me, Holy Ghost, tonight. So, while this conversation is going on, Adam is looking at the serpent having a conversation with his wife. I was saying last night to the brother, I said, brother, what would you do if you saw another man coming upon your wife? And the Lord said to me in my spirit, he said, that's how you need to be about the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
In the spirit. You shall let no raggedy snaggletooth devil that ain't got no power. Amen. Acting like he got power, say anything to your womb, man, to your womb. Come on here, somebody. No, you devil, no. You cannot speak here. I have the legal authority to cut you off. Come on here. Somebody give God a praise right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It just got quiet on the set. But I'm going to keep preaching anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then in verse 3 it says, then the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say. Now this is what he did say. He said, you must not eat tree that is in the middle of the garden. Why is that tree in the middle of the garden? Because that represented the heart. And see, anything that affects the heart can contaminate the whole body. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
And it did.
What do you think that the Lord tells us to guard our heart with all diligence? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because God is in the heart. Come on here, somebody. God is in the heart, but the enemy is in the mind. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I'm praying God will bring healing to the black male and to the black female, and that we'll stop trying to compete against each other and begin to learn to appreciate each other for who we are. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Brothers, we need to start appreciating and thanking God that God has given us women that's sensitive to him in the spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because her being able to feel means she can locate the enemy while he's trying to attack. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. I'm saying
hallelujah,
tonight
hallelujah.
That this is the key to a black love, is to come to an understanding. So I understand that God has made you a feeler. So I'm not going to fight against your feelings. Come on here, somebody. I understand that God has made you a thinker. So I'm not going to fight against your mind. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for allowing me to see that, Lord. Thank you. So if feelings and thoughts come together, then that don't leave no place for the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What if, I just want to put this out here, y'all. Amen. While I'm here with the Lord is saying, what if y'all as women begin to help build the mind of us as men. Come on here, somebody. Since God made us thinkers, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you begin to cater to our thoughts. Come on here, somebody. And then, brother, what if we begin to cater to her feelings? Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible do say dwell with them what? According to knowledge. Come on here, somebody. So the more knowledge we have, that enables us to dwell better. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the less knowledge you have, the more hard it is to dwell? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so wisdom, you know, people don't pay attention, but in Proverbs, wisdom is crying out to the men. Come on here, somebody. Wisdom is a she, but she's crying out to the men. She said, how long will you love simplicity? How long will you love being stupid? Come on here, somebody. In other words, when do you want me to make you wise? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And so, patience that they had in the garden was more than just verbal.
Lord, have mercy. Help me, Holy Ghost.
It was not only verbal, but it was physical. Let me put it like this. The enemy not only got in her ear, but he got somewhere else, too, where they became physically intimate. That's how Cain came into being.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just verbal, but it was sexual, too, as well. Come on here, somebody. Because he was able to get in her ear. Come on here, somebody. See, she couldn't resist that tongue. Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing good to that night. Glory to God. But the tongue of the enemy got him in, got him access. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so that's why Cain and Abel couldn't get along as brothers, because they had two different natures. Come on here, somebody. They had different fathers. Come on here, somebody. Therefore, the Lord said, I will accept you too. I will accept you. Even though you ain't my son, I'll accept you if you do what your brother Abel is doing. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. But he couldn't do it because the nature of his father came out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so that's where the battle is. But God is saying, that's why God put woman under man, so that she would be protected. Come on here, somebody. And that's why God is calling us brothers to get completely in him, so that when she come to us, she will see more of God than she do of us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then she won't have a problem submitting. Because when she sees God, she will automatically submit to him. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And then there won't be no battle, because God, once we again submit to him, he's going to make her submit to us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then we will have a chance to have what? Heaven on earth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong, women of God, but I can hear y'all saying, you waiting on me to submit to you, but I'm waiting on you to submit to God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because, brothers, one thing that God's daughters can recognize, and that's the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so if she see God, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because God is saying, yeah, if you submit to me, she going to have to submit to you, or else I'm going to move her. Because the order can't be interrupted. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Now, the enemy's job is to make sure that two of the same kind don't get together. Notice how he fight two same folk coming together. Hallelujah. He don't want that to happen at all. But how many know that God got a way of making it happen? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He want to make sure he sent one of his sons over there to mess a daughter of God up, so she would just, I don't want to deal with nail another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, you can keep them, Lord. I don't want to look at another one, Lord. I ain't trying. Lord, hallelujah. You know what I went through. But see, that was the enemy's plan, to see you in unfavor, because he knows that with him come all kind of hell. So he able to speak through his vocal cords and speak through his mind. So you hear the voice of the devil more than you hear God. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. And then, amen, y'all can't come together on nothing, so you want to go right and he want to go left. And he said, I'm in charge. But if how many know that if God ain't in charge, he ain't in charge. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I know it's quiet on the set tonight. Hallelujah. But God got me going here because He's getting ready to fix it. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say, God getting ready to fix it.
God getting ready to fix it.
He's going to bring a healing, glory to God, hallelujah. Because this spirit of homosexuality is reigning in the earth realm right now, glory to God. There ain't nobody talking about it. Come on here, somebody. But somebody needs to address it, because God is saying when we don't address it, it get worse. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. And I'm thanking God because right now he's telling me, he said, I'm repositioning you right now. So I'm getting your mind ready for what I'm about to do in your life. Come on here, somebody. And then you're going to be able to recognize the tongue of the serpent. Come on here, somebody. Because the tongue of the serpent sounds sweet. Come on here, somebody. But the sweetness is to entice you and to bring you in so he can bite you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Check out what he said in verse 4. He said, you will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open. How many know that the only eyes that we need open right now is the eyes of our spirit? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Paul prayed in Ephesians and said that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Come on here, somebody. We need the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened. We need for God to sharpen our vision in this hour. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But the eyes he's talking about is the eyes of their flesh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because their flesh has not opened up yet. Because it had not eaten yet of the fruit. Come on here, somebody. That's why he said that you'll be known by the fruit. We'll be known by the fruit. And see, when you got somebody that's working for the enemy, you recognize their fruit is not what you should be eating. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They have found a way to twist it to cause you to want to eat the fruit that God told you not to eat of. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 And now the thing is, let me help you be like God. I'm already like God. I need you to help me be like God. I already know that I'm like him. I need him to manifest his God-likeness in me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And he's going to do that as I obey him. Come on here, somebody. So the more I obey God, hallelujah, then he will manifest my God likeness. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Knowing good and evil. How many know that good and evil has to do with discernment? Come on here, somebody. Our discernment needs to be increased. Come on here, somebody. So we'll know good from evil. Because we don't know good from evil until God allows us, amen, to know it. So God is saying, I'm sharpening up your keenness right now, so you'll know what is of me and what is not of me. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We give God praise and glory tonight. Amen. How many of you, can say that your eyes are beginning to become open now? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But she got thrown off for how it looked. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Tell
your neighbors, the neighbor will be thrown by the look.
Neighbors be thrown by the look.
Because what the enemy going to give to you, it don't look good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And it might look pleasing to the eye. But how many know just because it looks pleasing to the eye, it can be dangerous for your spirit? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It says, and the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom. So the wisdom of it drew her. I mean, that all wisdom don't come from God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, prove it, put it to the test, and see whether it be of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, so she took some and ate it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many know that even though she took some and ate it, nothing happened? Come on here, somebody. Everything was still good. Nothing went out of control. In other words, the peace didn't leave. Come on here, somebody. Just because she ate it, the peace was still there. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Isn't there something that she ate, but the peace of God was still in the garden? Come on here, somebody. God was watching because he said, let me see what he going to do. She done ate, but let me see what he going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, this is for some, this is for, I don't know who God is talking to, but he's talking to some brothers tonight. He's saying, don't worry about her eating. I'm looking at you. What are you going to do? Come on here, somebody. Is you going to eat the fruit because she ate it? Come on here, somebody. Or is she going to be able to give it to you and sweet talk to you and say, baby, you know, this is good. You ought to eat it too. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God says, are you going to remember the commandment I left with you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Are you going to fold because you're going to say, well, no, Lord, I don't want to make nobody upset, Lord. I don't want to displease my wife, Lord. I don't want to displease. God says, your whole objective is supposed to be pleasing me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't hear nobody tonight, but it's all right. I brought my own praise with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, this the hour that God said, if you hold on to what I've given you, I'm gonna line everything up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because you still ahead. Come on here, somebody. And you still got power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the more you say that you're going to stand on me, I'm going to make sure that I back you up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I mean, you know that God is saying that we got to show that we got a backbone in this hour, man, because God says, I'm looking at my sons in this hour. That's why God is blessing those of us who are saying, we going to stand anyway. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. If I got to serve the Lord by myself, glory to God. I'm going to serve the Lord no matter what. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes that woman to see that we serious about ourselves for God and say, listen, he ain't playing. Amen. I better get myself together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And how many know that she's looking for a man that's going to stand? She's looking for a son of God to stand. I'm not ashamed of my God. And we going to serve God with everything we got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen to God tonight. So I'm telling you tonight to beware of the serpent's tongue, because the serpent's tongue is dangerous. Come on here, somebody. It's dangerous. Hallelujah. That's why we got to continue to hear the voice of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
So is that why
the Lord said, my sheep know my voice? Come on here, somebody. We got to come into the place to where we know the voice of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And not be guessing if we hear God, but knowing that we're hearing God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I hear the Lord saying to encourage my brother tonight, to God what you have. God said, guard what you have. God said, be like you was when you was in the streets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You was on guard. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you slept with a gun under your bed because you was on guard. Glory to God. Some of you, glory to God, you was on guard 24-7. Glory to God. But you understood that you being on guard was a matter of life and death. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the serpent is not a snake for a reason. Serpent is a snake because of the venom that's in him. He's a snake because a lot of times you ain't going to see him coming. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
How many know that a snake never allowed you to hear him? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He don't make no noise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's how the enemy is. He always trying to tiptoe. Come on here, somebody. He always tipping. Come on here, somebody. But how many know when you got the Holy Ghost that the Holy Ghost always let you know when he's around? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Will somebody praise God for the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. For the Holy Ghost, Father.
Woo! God, turn that up, my son, though. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Because he let you know when there's a snake in the camp. Come on here, somebody. Yeah, the servant may be trying to hide out, but he can't hide out. As long as you got the Holy Ghost, God said, I'm going to let you know, amen, what's a snake. Glory to God. I'm going to let you know, glory to God, when he's trying to slither. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to let you know when he's trying to talk. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
But how many of you know that God said, I'm giving you authority over him? Come on here, somebody. Hey, glory to God. And a lot of us is not using our authority. Come on here, somebody. That's why he ain't left yet. Glory to God. But we ain't used our authority. We still trying to talk nice to the snake. Now get the hell up out of here. Glory to God. I don't know where you're going, devil, but you got to get the hell up out of here. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Somebody bless the Lord right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And a lot of these brothers that's talking right now, it's the serpent talking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the voice don't sound like God. Come on here, somebody. It sounds good, but God said, try the spirit that's in it. Come on here, somebody. Don't go by the sound, because the sound will deceive you, but the spirit won't deceive you. Come on, somebody, and give God praise tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why we got the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost bear witness to the truth. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And I mean, know that it's hard to find the truth right now. You can find a whole lot of things, but to find the truth, it's not as easy right now to find the truth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we give God praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Because God said, I'm about to unify the relationship between the man and the woman. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And it's only going to work when we get back in our proper place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the serpent got the woman seeking authority when God said, I didn't put her in a position to rule. I put her in a position to serve. And now we got the man, amen, trying to serve. And God says, I put you in authority to rule. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So out of this thing, when she ate the fruit, and the Bible says, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her.
Amen.
She gave some to her husband, and her husband, instead of rebuking the enemy, ate the fruit. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So then their flesh started speaking. Because before then, they were worried about having no clothes on. They didn't have a problem with being naked. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because up until that point, there was no disobedience. So they was free. Come on here, somebody. They was free to be who God created them to be. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So the enemy had God in their nature. So they wasn't worried about anything. Amen. They was admiring each other. Amen. They was looking at each other, complimenting each other. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But then when they fleshly eyes became open, they began feeling things that they wasn't feeling before. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that the flesh only feel uncomfortable when it's not in the right place with God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So they started feeling naked. That's why we feel so good when we ain't got no clothes on, because the body, no, it ain't supposed to have no clothes on. But by the way, we got clothes because of disobedience. Come on here, somebody. See, it's a natural impulse for us to be wanting to walk around naked, because that's how we was in the beginning, naked. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And we wasn't ashamed, but disobedience brought about shame, glory to God, and then it brought about feelings that we weren't having before. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, and they got quiet on the set, but I got to preach it. When God has said, I want you to get back in your comfortable place in me. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Disobedience comes to take us out of our comfortable place in God. Come on here, somebody. That's why we're not comfortable in being naked, because the enemy said, no, you need to cover up. Because we are ashamed of ourselves. Come on here, somebody. And how many know God has not made us to be ashamed of ourselves? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's why we're going to get plastic surgery. Because I don't like this here. But the Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. What is that not to like about if God made us perfect? The only time you begin to feel unperfect is when you stop looking in the eyes of God and God stops telling you who you are. Come on here, somebody. You start believing the lies of the serpent. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why God tells us to touch not the unclean thing, because in the garden there was the unclean thing. God said, don't touch that. That's not clean. Come on here, somebody. And so by her not obeying God, it messed her up spiritually, but naturally so. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
See, it was all right as long as Eve's eyes was open, but Adam's wasn't. But when Adam's eyes became open, then it became a problem for everybody. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because God left Adam in charge. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made a covering for themselves. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
They started making a natural covering because they knew spiritually that they were naked. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
But wasn't nothing wrong with the nakedness until the enemy came in through disobedience and made them think something was wrong with being naked. Come on here, somebody. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying that God is saying, I want you to be free. I want you to be naked. But the enemy, through disobedience, want to come and bring condemnation He want to come and bring shame. But God is saying, as long as you stay in my presence, as long as you stay obedient, you will never be ashamed of your nakedness. I wish somebody would praise God right there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God said, you trying to hide it because you listening to the serpent. But God said, no, your nakedness is not for you to be ashamed of. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Your nakedness is to show my glory. Come on, oh, y'all, boy. Cool, y'all. I'm outside. Hallelujah. In verse 8, it says, and then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. How many of you know that when they didn't bring that kind of condemnation that you will hide from God? And see, a lot of us is hiding from God because we trying to cover up our nakedness, and God is saying that instead of covering up, bring your nakedness to me, glory to God. Don't run from me, run to me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even though you disobeyed me, I still got enough power to cleanse you and heal you and deliver you, saith the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, but the Lord God called to the man, where are you? I mean, you know that when you allow the enemy to mess with your nakedness, it'll cause you to lose the image and the likeness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because God was asking him where he was because he no longer looking like him after he disobeyed God. And God is saying, we need to get back in that place so God can restore us. So we won't be ashamed of our nakedness. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody bless God right now. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel God tonight is saying, I want to restore you and put you back in your proper place. Because the enemy been in your ear too much, and God is saying, now I put you in a place where you can hear me now, and now I'm about to restore everything that the enemy has taken from you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hey, God is saying he's making it now to where the enemy will no longer be able to speak in your ear. Because God is taking authority there. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. How many are glad tonight that God is saying, now I've taken back my place in your life? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the enemy can't come and deceive you. The enemy can't come and trick you. The enemy can't come with his schemes and his tactics. Somebody give God a praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is such a good God tonight.
Amen.
God is such an awesome God. Hallelujah. We praise him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why the enemy has taken man out of the equation now. Now it's just the woman and the children. But especially in the African household, especially us.
Amen.
We have a lot of absent fathers because they absent in the spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But like I was saying earlier, we got to take our place back, glory to God, because the enemy has taken us out of our place in the house. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I need some brothers that don't mind really giving God your best praise right now, so we can restore you and put you back in the place that you need to be in. Somebody give God your best praise right now.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Our household is dependent on us. Hallelujah. Our children are dependent upon us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, let me hear the praise of our Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why you think this system has made sure that we as black men is not in the house? Come on here, somebody. Because the devil knows that if the woman ain't covered by the man of God, that he can wreck heaven. Glory to God. Because now she got to be in a place that she wasn't designed to be in. Come on here, somebody. Amen. She wasn't designed to be the protector and the provider. Amen. Glory to God. God is saying, put yourself back in my presence so I can restore you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As long as the man stay covered, the woman can stay covered. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But the thing was that he didn't cover her in the garden. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Had he covered her, the conversation between her and the serpent would have been cut short. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to cover two more things, and then I'm finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to go here before I close it out tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Come with me to the 14th verse. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is everybody there?
14 verses.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 14.
The Genesis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Genesis
chapter 3. Yeah, chapter 3, verse 14. Is everybody ready?
Amen.
We're going to cover verses 14 and 15. I'm going to go in right now. Glory to God. And what did the Lord say? He says, so the Lord God said to the serpent. So this is the punishment of the devil. So check out what the Lord said to the serpent.
Curse above all cattle, above every beast in the field.
Amen. So he said, curse are you above all livestock and all wild animals.
They would beat through the field.
He said, and you will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. Now, what do this mean right here? This is the curse of poverty. For God to put the enemy on his belly It's the curse of poverty. So it means that the enemy ain't never supposed to have nothing. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
When the Lord told him that he was going to eat dust, that means you will no longer be able to have any prosperity in your life. You're going to be eating from the ground, glory to God. You're going to be poor without nothing all the days of your life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why you think that everything he got is stolen? Why you think that everything he got is stolen? There's a curse on him. God says, speak it, boy. There's a curse on the devil. He's not supposed to have nothing. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Is anybody seeing that in the chat? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He know he ain't supposed to have nothing. Hello?
I got it.
He know that he's not supposed to have anything that pertains to riches. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And so we got to make sure that the enemy don't get nothing because he's not supposed to have nothing according to the law of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So why do the devil got all this stuff if he ain't supposed to have nothing? Because he's constantly stealing stuff. Come on here, somebody. And then you got people giving him stuff. Come on here, somebody. And so between people giving him stuff and him stealing stuff, that's how he came into the prosperity that he got. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because he ain't got no authority. All he got is what we give him. But God cursed him and put him on his belly because the snake was once walking upright. But when he cursed, when he called Eve to sin, God no longer allowed him to walk upright, but stood him, but put him on his belly so he could eat dust. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So, don't feel bad about getting your stuff back. Because he ain't supposed to have nothing know-how. Hey! Stop on call, y'all about Sunday. He ain't supposed to, and the stuff he got belong to us. Come on here, somebody. He got our stuff. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Y'all devil? Somebody shout devil?
Devil.
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 Give me my stuff back.
Give me my stuff back.
Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah. Give me my stuff back.
Hallelujah.
You ain't supposed to have my stuff.
Shout out my salabos,
hey, the Lord curse you with poverty. You're not supposed to have nothing. Cancer, you ain't supposed to have nothing, devil.
You ain't supposed to have nothing.
The devil got all kind of stuff because ain't nobody calling him on that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to call him on that. No, devil, you ain't supposed to have nothing. You ain't supposed to have anything that pertains to riches. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't want somebody to hear that sound of the alarm, boy. You ain't supposed to have nothing, no more cool, y'all about how. Who stuff you got? Get it back, I'm about to start doing. That's what the Bible said, once a thief is called, you have to pay back, what, sevenfold. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody tell the devil, give it back, hallelujah.
Give it back.
Give it back.
You shouldn't let the devil hold yourself, beloved. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He don't even look right with having anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know what? The reason why the devil fight a husband and wife from coming together is because if a husband and wife fight, then their prayers are hindered. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They can't pray heaven down if they fight each other, because the two should become what? One. So the devil knows if he can cause discord, if he can come in and bring any kind of dissension, glory to God, amen, then that affects the prayer when they get ready to pray together. Come on here, somebody. But God says now unify. Amen. And make your prayers effective. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said, now come together. Glory to God. In the spirit of love. In the spirit of power. In the spirit of unity. Somebody give God a shout about
Sandoval. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody right quick. Say, maybe it's time to take it back. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It's time to take it back.
Time to take it back.
Now, do the devil know this? Yes, he do. So how is he trying to play on us? Trying to make us feel guilty about having stuff. Why you got to have all that for? Because I want it. Come on here, somebody. If God said, whatever I ask him in his name, I can have it. Somebody give God a praise. Don't let the enemy put no guilt in your beloved.
Hallelujah.
He just wants his kids to have everything. But how do you know God said it's designed for my kids to have it all? Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
God wants me to have some things before I go to heaven. Come on here, somebody.
God wants me to have some things before I go to heaven.
Why do I got to wait to go to heaven and have everything? Come on here, somebody. God said, you ain't got to wait. All you got to do is take yourself back from the enemy. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody wave your hand right now and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Wherever you're at right
thank
now.
Thank you, Lord.
Name tonight.
We must come back, devil.
Hey! Shababo Kota Nabasando. And the curse got broken in reverse through him. Come on here, somebody. When Yahshua got up on the third day with all power, how many know that that curse got reversed? Come on here, somebody. And everything that got lost in the garden came back home. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We still waiting on God to do it. God said, I've already done it, but you got to see that it's already done. Come on here, somebody. You got to see
that's
the
right.
Finished work so you can go in and reclaim your stuff back. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, stop out going that I'm going to close with this and I'm done. I'm going to close with this and I'm done. I promise you I'm done. The Lord said, why are you allowing him to put his curse on you? Come on here, somebody. Why are you allowing the devil to put his curse on you? Come on here, somebody. The Bible says that Yahshua became poor so that we could become rich. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the devil was already poor. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, don't carry the devil's curse. Come on here, somebody. Don't carry the devil's curse. Amen. We not his children. We are still his children. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With that, I'm done. Give your God a praise. Give your God a shout of
hallelujah.
Tell somebody, that could be some name of God's right to give me all of myself back.
Give me all my stuff back.
Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give him a praise, beloved.
Hallelujah.
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 Why you think, thank you, Lord, why you see all of, why you think you see all the devil's children eating dust? Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he eating dust. Come on here, somebody. He ain't got nothing else to give him. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, God. I'm all about focal. Hey, Lord, saying, speak, heaven is listening. He don't have nothing else to give his children because of the curse that God spoke on him in the garden. How about Sunday? Why do you think his kingdom is underground? Come on here, somebody. Because it's up under the curse. Hey! Because it's up under the curse. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody got any questions? Anybody got any comments? Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Those of you who are filled with the Holy Ghost, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. God is moving right now. God is doing something. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your great name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God, thank you for releasing our stuff tonight. I'm going to pray that God release back everything that the enemy has stolen from us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why you think the word say when a thief is caught, he has to pay back sevenfold? So not only do the enemy owe us for what he's taken, but he also owes us sevenfold. So that's interest. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So devil, I don't want what you stole from me. I want the interest that come with it. I want Sunday. Don't come with just the stuff you stole. I want interest on the stuff you stole because it done piled up now, devil. I want interest with the stuff you owe me. Interest. Somebody say interest.
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 Hey, God. Somebody bless the Lord right now.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. We give you praise tonight. By the Spirit of God is still moving. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give it back with interest. Hallelujah. Give us our stuff back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give us our structure back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give us our the farm design back. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get it back God's way. Not our way. Not the world's way. Not the government way. But God's way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When the man of God was going forth, he said it's not only transsexual, like in the gender, it's transsexual in the spirit, praise God, hallelujah, amen. People need to be delivered in the spirit realm. That's why he said we battle not against flesh and blood, hallelujah, amen, but against wicked spirits and principalities that are not of this world, praise God, hallelujah. The enemy, amen, is attacking the spirit of our children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why we got to stay prayed up over them. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to protect our children as well. Hallelujah. Because the enemy trying to get to them. Hallelujah. Amen. To corrupt the next generation. Look what he's done to this generation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look what he's done to this generation, praise God. Hallelujah. Back in the 60s and 70s, there was a daddy in every house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now it ain't a daddy. You'd be lucky if you find a daddy. Hallelujah. Praise God. You'd be lucky if she even know who he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what the enemy has done. The enemy has infiltrated and he has attacked. Hallelujah. Praise God. But thank God tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord sent the man of God to bring that word. We taking our stuff back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to raise our children. Amen. Not to take this government assistance. Can I say this? Hallelujah. Amen. That government assistance is what's destroying the structure of the home. Because in order for them to get that house, hallelujah, his name can't be on the lease. He can't live there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to stop doing stuff the government way and the worldly way and start back doing stuff God's way. I know that's a hard concept today. Praise God. Doing stuff God's way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. When back in the day, if you got pregnant, you got married. Hallelujah. And them were some of the longest marriages. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But today we got choice. Amen. The world is lying to us. Hallelujah. The world tells a woman she has a choice when she's pregnant. No, you don't. If God said before you were born, before I shaped you in your mother's womb, that means he's in the mother's womb during the shaping. Praise God. Hallelujah. What choice do you have? Praise God. You being told that's your body. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says we must submit our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. If you submitted your body to God, how can you say it's yours? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Praise God. We got to stop believing these lies that the world has told, that these snakes, praise God, have told.
Oh,
hallelujah. Praise God. And we look into these snakes that don't know nothing. They don't know God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They don't know nothing. Hallelujah. And they said that the same lie. They said we can be like God today. God is not neither male or female. And then they use the scriptures and say, oh, they're talking about you being like God now. No, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we got something. Let me tell you something. We got something Eve did not have. We have the word. So how do you know when the enemy is talking? Like the man of God said, we try to steer it by the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. The enemy is the one telling you, watch this. The enemy is the one telling you that other man or that other woman is the one for you when you got a ring on your finger. God wouldn't be telling, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord told me he was the one and I married the wrong one. The devil is a lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says with God put together, let no man put asunder. Hallelujah. That's the word. So when you hear the enemy saying, y'all got a lot in common. Hallelujah. Praise God. He just, don't you know the enemy know what you like? Hallelujah. Praise God. And the enemy ain't like God. See, God ain't going to cater to, you know, he ain't going to kiss our behind like that, praise God. But the enemy will go find one that you dreamed about, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's her right there, 36, 24, 36. I married the wrong one. That's him right there. Hallelujah. That's that rock clone. Hallelujah. Amen. That's KB. Amen. That's the one. The devil's a liar, praise God. Hallelujah. We try to steer it by the word. Well, they left the register open. The money was there for me to take it. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says, thou shalt not steal. The Lord said that. The Lord told me that was my rent money right there. The devil is a liar. He's shot on my calibre. He's seated my glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, right now we know right from wrong. So why do we eat the fruit anyway? And guess what? The name of the fruit was good and evil. You remember when you was out in the world? It kind of felt good to be evil sometimes. Glory to God. And once you got a taste of it, you wanted another taste and another taste and another taste. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God never meant for you to know how that tasted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let's look at Adam. Just because she did it, you won't do it? Praise God. It's one man in the whole Bible that had any kind of backbone, and that was Job. When Job's wife told us, amen, curse God and die, he called us to our face, you sound like a foolish woman. Praise. How many of y'all would have looked at your wife? I'm looking at mine. I would have said, you a foolish woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Praise God. Because ain't no backbone. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, you foolish. Hallelujah. Adam did not do nothing but did what she did. Praise God. She hollered at you. You hollered at her back. Mm. Praise God. Mm. She put your business on Facebook. You put her business on Facebook. Hallelujah. Praise God. She cheat on you. You cheat on her. And vice versa. Vice versa. He did it, so I'm going to do it too. Praise. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You was right, Apostle. It's quiet. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. This is the
yes,
good
Lord.
Of evil.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And we look at it. Amen. We look at the fruit. It's good. It's good. Hallelujah. That money looks good. That man looks good. That woman looks good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It all looks good. Hallelujah. Amen. But what are the consequences? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thanks to the watch this. I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna open up the line. Thanks to the blood of Jesus, we no longer have to go to hell. But if you eat of that fruit, you're gonna go through hell. I'm gonna say that again. Thanks to the blood of Jesus, we don't gotta go to hell. Praise God. But if you keep eating of that fruit, you're gonna keep going through hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God forgives. We don't. Hallelujah. You steal something, God gonna forgive you, but you gonna still get arrested. You can pray for a good lawyer and pray you get a good sentence. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you going to jail. Hallelujah. Amen. You get caught cheating 9 times out of 10, you getting a divorce. God will forgive you. You still going to make it to heaven, but you're going to still have to pay that out of money and that child support. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You still going to have to find you another job. You still going to, whatever you did, whatever the fruit was, hallelujah, you're going to reap what you sow. God forgets about it. Your wife ain't going to forget. Your husband ain't going to forget. The police ain't going to forget. That's why they call it, they got a permanent record. Hallelujah. They got a permanent record, and your name is somewhere on that record with everything you done did wrong. They ain't forgotten nothing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Your wife forgave you, and she say she forgot. She ain't forgot. Hallelujah. Do it again. She'll remind you about the last time you did. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He ain't forgot either. He just ain't saying that. Men, we don't say nothing until you done did it 3 or 4 times. Then we don't say something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to say this. Amen. Whatever you do, you got to suffer the consequences for it. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So, yeah, it looked good. Hallelujah. It got wisdom. It got a lot of wisdom up in there. Praise God. Hallelujah. But what's the end result? Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of y'all need to watch some Lifetime movies. And maybe y'all will think twice. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you do the wrong thing. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. The battle of the sexes part 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's put the structure back in the household. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's train up our daughter and our son. Hallelujah. The right way. Hallelujah. Get married. Have children. Have a family. The right way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, yeah, some of us already made our mistakes, but we supposed to make sure the next generation learns from our mistakes. Hallelujah. We supposed to correct them. Don't do what I did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God for the word. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for that word that you put in this village and put on to your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to walk that word out. Help us, amen, to get the structure back in the family. Hallelujah. The way you want. That's the way you want. Hallelujah. With all things, Lord, let your will be done in that house. Touch the man of God on tonight. Strengthen him in his situation, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For his heart, the heart to preach your word, regardless of what the situation is, Lord. And we thank you. And we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. How many of you ready to get your stuff back tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get your stuff back tonight. Hallelujah. You ready to get your peace back? Hallelujah. You ready to get your joy back? Hallelujah. You ready to get your love back? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said you can get it back tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah.
He said, I'm going to give you the material stuff later, but I want to give you the spiritual stuff right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want it back, all you got to do is ask. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I repent of my sin. Hallelujah. Everything the devil took from me, Lord, I want it back. Hallelujah. Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Lead my life, Lord. Guide me. Hallelujah. I want everything that is mine to be mine, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And I thank you, hallelujah, for giving me my stone back. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Yahshua's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's so easy, amen, to come to the other side. You ain't going to get jumped in. Hallelujah. Ain't no initiation process besides the baptism. Hallelujah. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you believe it tonight, God has his arms open and he has welcomed you in. If you have accepted Christ tonight, the angels of rejoice. Glory to God.
Yes, they are.
Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Somebody listening, the Lord says, hallelujah, amen. Watch out for the distraction. Glory to God. The distraction. God, you trying to stay focused. Hallelujah. But the snake, hallelujah, is in your peripheral, the Lord says, and he keeps distracting you. Glory to God. You will turn away for a minute. You come right back. But you turn away from him for a minute. He say that minute is costing you more than what you think it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That minute is costing you time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Time more than a minute. It's costing you more than a minute because it's setting you back. The Lord talked about Christmas today. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said it's causing you to have to retake this test. Glory to God. And you know how long the school year is, the Lord says. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I don't know who that's from, but the Lord says that the stretch. Hallelujah. And the Lord, it's a woman in specific. He says he is a distraction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, test his spirit by my word. What does my word say? So, hallelujah, that you will be known. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That he will be known by his fruits. What he produces. What does he produce? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, you know who you are. He said, I don't have to say your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But take heed to that distraction. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of y'all that called in and tuned in. Everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Shout out to my youngest son, Andre, out there listening. Hallelujah. Thank God for him. Praise God on today. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And praise God. If you haven't sown your seed, make sure you sow your seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever you decide to put back. Amen. Like somebody asked last week, how can I sow? Amen. When the Bible says I'm supposed to bring something every time I come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we here every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can put a dollar back a day, 50 cents back a day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever the Lord put back on your heart. Praise God. Amen. To sow into the ministry of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God will bless whatever you sow. Praise God. And those are facts. Hallelujah. He will bless whatever you sow. And how much will he bless? He said 20, 40, 80 to 100 fold. 100 fold. Hallelujah. Praise God. The least was 20. So whatever you give, God say, I'm going to multiply that by 20 and give it back to you. That's good.
Come on. Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why you think these sinning billionaires pay their tithe and off? Hallelujah. Y'all ain't never noticed these sinners, these rappers, these comedians, these actors, the ones that you know are sinners. They playboys, they hustlers, they let it be known I live this lifestyle, but they pay their tithes and they offer. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because they work in the money side and not the spiritual side. Hallelujah. But God say he wants us to work both sides. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God on today. If you ain't sold your seed, sow it. Hallelujah. He going to open up those windows of heaven like he said he would in his word. Glory to God on today. We thank God for all of y'all. Hallelujah. I'm about to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. I got your request, Brother Bobby. Praise God. Hallelujah. Coming up after the benediction. I'm turning back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. And he's going to go ahead with his final announcement and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Praise God.
God bless you. Amen. Everybody give God a praise. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the order, amen, and everything. Amen. And let us take heed to what the Lord is saying, amen.
Amen.
Pray to somebody tonight, gave their heart to the Lord. Gave their heart to the Lord tonight because the Bible said that the angels of heaven over one soul. Can you imagine that, how heaven is broken over one soul? And how God is saying that he pleases his heart when a soul comes to him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
I thank God for his word tonight. And because that's how we become stronger through the word. Amen.
Amen.
Are there any final comments, any questions, or any words of encouragement before I close it out?
So if there be none, amen. I'm going to go ahead and close it out tonight. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for your word tonight. We thank you, Father, for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes understand, for what our hearts do understand right now, Father. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for showing us how to get our stuff back. Thank you, Lord, for revealing that the enemy has been trying to put his curse on us concerning privacy. But Father, hallelujah, we thank you that the enemy is not supposed to have nothing, no riches. And everything he got belongs to us. So tonight we claim our blessing back, Father, and we thank you with that with interest. And we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name, and we give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen, amen. What I say unto one,
bless them and one.
I say unto all,
bless them and all.
Yes, yes, mother, hold on.
I just want to praise the Lord, but I was on mute. Thank you, praise God, for being on the line tonight. I thank you, praise God, for the men and women on the line. Thank you, praise God, for the children, because the children is our future. And I thank you, praise God, for what he's going to do for our children. I thank you, praise God, that he's going to bring them back. I thank you, praise God, for what he's doing for my children. I thank you, praise God, in advance for him putting the hook in that jaw, bringing them to him. I thank God for their salvation. I was on mute earlier, but I was trying to say something. But it was a good word. It's always a good word. It's always hot off the press. And I thank God for putting it in you, man of God, to bring the word to the prayer line, because it's true anyhow. And the word of God said, let every man's word be a lie, a curse. Ah, but the word of God. So I thank you for bringing that word. I thank you for bringing it on yesterday, you know. I just thank God that he's given us more of him and less of ourselves. That means he put more of him on this prayer line and less of ourselves. That means we got to do more of God and less of ourselves. We can talk all day, but we got to do more of him and less of ourselves. Pray for the children. Pray that God put a hook in their jaw. And pray that we show them the way. Pray that we show them the way. Because they is our future. Love you all with the love of God. Pray my strength in the Lord. Pray for what I'm going through, what we are all going through. We all, it's a lot of temptation out there, but we got to know God is a winner. And we got to hold on to the winning hand, and that's the hand of Jesus. Thank you, man of God, for bringing that word. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else? Hallelujah, glory to God. I want to give a comment or anything before. If not, will I stay into one?
Will I stay into one?
I stay into one.
I stay into all.
What?
What?
Pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And nothing you can do about it.
Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, now this week, till tomorrow night at 5. I love everybody. With the love. I got Sheila Hamashia. Hallelujah.
Yes, see.
All of my help is coming. To what his plans are, to what his word says. God has spoken. Let the church say
amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response to whatever he says, from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you feel it or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, 'cause you're gonna win the fight. Let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. The word from the Lord, we've got it so. Let the church
say,
oh,
let
the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above.
Good night. We'll see y'all tomorrow.